This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning to you. Glad you're with us this weekend on New Beginnings, as you are. This is appointed listening every week at this time, and we're certainly happy that to get up early with us to be here. And with us right now, as we go to our career segment, we have the esteemed Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. His website is RippleConnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe, every now and then I like to revisit what do you mean by turning candidates into contenders?
Well, it's a method we use to take anybody that's ready to apply for a job to get them ready to contend for that job, because anybody can apply for a job, but to be ready to be interviewed, to bring your best, your significant accomplishments, to make sure that that's the best job that you see growth in, that's a contender mindset. We get our candidates into a contender mindset. That's what we mean by that.
Very interesting. Every now and then I like to bring that forward because, I don't want it to be just a catchphrase. We want folks to understand exactly what it is that we're talking about as you turn candidates into contenders. And perhaps what we talk about this morning can really help people to move forward and be that contender. We're talking about taking a pathway to a second career or achieving meaningful personal growth. And you're suggesting that we can do that with further education, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we can. The world's our oyster at any age. And there are opportunities out there for growth, or carving out a second career, or just achieving meaningful personal growth. In the late 70s, my mom, a mother of eight, had raised us, and she went back to get her degree at the College of St. Kate's in the very first class of the weekend college. That's where you went back in the weekends. And she got her theology degree at the age of 50 in the early 80s. And she saw that meaningful professional growth, and she was able to apply that to some of the early things she wanted to do with her volunteering, because she was at that point in her life. And it always resonated with me, Freddie, that she reinvented herself, recalibrated her career after raising us kids and, you know, approaching her 50s as the world was her oyster. And I do feel, Freddie, that a lot of people could benefit from taking a course, auditing a course, seeking out a short-term certification class that you might be able to carve out a second career, or at a minimum have that meaningful personal growth that's so important to our health and wellness.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, co-host of New Beginnings, about a pathway to a second career or achieving meaningful personal growth. Sometimes it may not need to be just to get a leg up in your career. This could be just self-enrichment, Joe McKenzie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, I think that is so critical for us to know that we can stretch our mind, we can bring in new skills, we can contribute to that class. You know, if it's Zoom or someday in person, think of the gifts that we share with our fellow students. I know that I've got a whole much more to bring to the table than when I was the last time I was in a classroom. And that's another aspect of it. You might be able to contribute to that nurturing of those younger generations that may be in that classroom too. But really it's about, hey, let's look at a second career. You've done something all these years. Maybe there's something you always wanted to do that, you know, some classes, some certification might get you on that path.
So talk to us about those people that they're hearing Joe McKenzie right now talking about this pathway, and you're talking about re-entering the classroom. Can you give a slight push or a gentle kick in the rear end that says, okay, it's okay to sit in that classroom, it's okay to crack open a book if it's going to help you to grow personally and or professionally?
Well, I think the fact is that anytime I hear the word growth, personal growth, meaningful personal growth, that is a driver. That's a health and wellness aspect. It's giving back. You might be able to take that coursework and turn that into that second career that impacts others as well as yourself. And that would be a motivator for a lot of people. But also, you know, last week we talked about structure going into retirement. What if you call your shots on, hey, I'm going to take a class a couple days a week. That's the structure I need. That's the structure I want. You know, we can look at it that way too, Freddie. There's opportunities for us to grow, to stretch our mind, to bring in new knowledge and concepts. There's so many health and wellness benefits. There's so many just everyday life benefits that you can help others give back. And more importantly, you know, you're helping yourself in the second part of your career or in your retirement.
That's really interesting. I don't know who said it, but open your mind and see what you'll find. Talk a little bit about certification. So we've talked about going back into the college classroom, but what about certifications? Talk about the veracity of that.
Well, there's enough online certification courses out there through a lot of MinSCU or University of Minnesota that you might be able to seek out, or just some more independent colleges that you may be able to turn around and provide a second career for yourself in technology or volunteer management, or you know, maybe some aspect of your previous career you were kind of interested in another area. That might be an actionable step this weekend to think about, okay, I always, you know, I was doing this in this company, but I often thought, what if I could go into this type of role? That might be where you start. And with the internet, the world opens up. You don't have to be limited by what you're thinking. Open it up. Look at those certifications that are out there. Talk to other people that have sought certifications and see what world's out there. But that might be where you can go at your own pace, achieve those certifications, and make yourself more marketable for that second career.
Joe McKenzie with us this weekend. We're talking about a second career, a pathway to meaningful growth. And I know I was talking a few years ago with a friend of mine, and we're talking about going back to college. And she said, well, at least now I can go back to college and it won't cost me an arm and a leg. In fact, Freddie, it won't cost me anything. Is that a pipe dream, or is that a real thing, Joe McKenzie?
Well, the state of Minnesota, they do have programs out there for seniors that are 62 or older, that you might be able to audit a class, meaning not get a grade or take a test at low cost or no cost. And, you know, there's University of Minnesota, one-stop umn.edu academics is one website that you can learn more about the University of Minnesota's offering. But I know that MinSCU, a lot of the state colleges offer something similar, and that includes community colleges. An opportunity to either audit a course or take a class at a reduced cost per credit. So they're out there, and Minnesota's leading that, you know, leading the country in some of those programs. So definitely do your own research. There's opportunities out there for you to explore. And what I'm trying to say is maybe not every class is available in that type of program, but there's still program offerings out there that may be of interest to you.
It's really interesting. We're talking to Joe McKenzie about a pathway to a second career, and I think about how often we've talked about volunteering. But this is a way, in a different sense, that you're volunteering by contributing to yourself for personal development, by enrolling in that college class for yourself, by getting that certification to improve yourself. And that, to me, is a way to volunteer to help yourself, Joe McKenzie.
Absolutely. And then with that knowledge, you might be able to go in a different path in regards to that volunteering opportunity at some point down the road, or be more effective at that volunteering opportunity through that college class or that certification. You might be in a position to go back and what's the latest, you know, information on volunteer recruitment, management of volunteers. If you went to volunteer and you got in that position where you had that knowledge, you might be able to, you know, ripple it out from there just from the knowledge that you learned in a certification or some coursework.
Interesting. So that website, once again, that Joe McKenzie gave us was onestop.umn.edu. Joe, we just have a few seconds left. What would be your final thought this morning?
Keep your eyes open for a pathway to a second career through online courses or coursework at a local university or state college.
All right. You do some fine work at Ripple Connects, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151, 888-711-1151, or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. You are probably hearing a lot of information about COVID-19 vaccines right now. We wanted to answer some common questions about how COVID-19 vaccines have been made. How are COVID-19 vaccines made faster? Usually, testing a vaccine to make sure it is safe and works is done before large amounts of vaccines are made. Because of the pandemic and money from the federal government, scientists did both at the same time. Only vaccines that have been tested and are shown to be safe are used. How are COVID-19 vaccines tested? All COVID-19 vaccines go through tests called clinical trials. Each vaccine goes through more than one test. First, the vaccine is tested with a small group of volunteers, then a couple hundred, then tens of thousands of people. Volunteers for COVID-19 vaccine trials come from many diverse communities and backgrounds. This is the same process used for testing other vaccines. How do COVID-19 vaccines get approved? For the vaccines that make it past all the tests, a team of medical experts will look at the test results and how people felt after they got the vaccine. If the vaccine works and it's safe, it gets approved. There are many groups of scientists and experts that are reviewing the vaccine safety data for COVID-19 vaccines and making recommendations. Only approved vaccines are given to people. Who is getting vaccine first? A national advisory group for CDC looked at the data and made recommendations for who should get the vaccine first. Some groups that are at the highest risk for COVID-19 or could get very sick from COVID-19 got the vaccine first. Minnesota has a team of experts who will help make sure vaccine is available to everyone fairly, with a focus on health equity. As more vaccine becomes available over time, more people will be vaccinated. For more information about the COVID-19 vaccine, visit the Health Department's website.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings, appointed listening for you, and I'm glad you're here. And right now with us, joining us from the Minnesota Department of Health, is Elizabeth Ebolt, who serves as the Vaccine Outreach Director for the state's COVID-19 Vaccine Response Team. She is talking to us about a brand new product released by the Minnesota Department of Health, and as I understand it, Elizabeth, it's designed to help us to better connect with where we can find vaccines in the state.
That's right, Freddie. Thanks for having me. The state last week launched the Vaccine Connector. And the idea behind this connector is that all Minnesotans, regardless of whether you can get a vaccine right now or not, can go online, fill out a brief questionnaire and sign up to receive information via email, phone, or text message on where to get your vaccine when your profile indicates that you are eligible. The vaccine connector can be found at mn.gov/COVID-19/connector. You'll be asked to provide some brief demographic information, your age, ethnicity, the industry you work in, some general medical background detailing any health issues you might have, and your contact information, of course. So when your then profile updates and we are in the phase that is applicable to you for a vaccine, you'll be notified on next steps on how to register for an appointment.
Very interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Elizabeth Ebolt, who serves as the Vaccine Outreach Director for the state's COVID-19 Vaccine Response Team. And I've heard just recently that there is some concern in communities of color and some of the older Americans who are listening to us this morning that they were concerned about the privacy of the information, that it could be used for something other than detailing where the vaccines are available. Can you speak to that?
Sure. And that's a valid concern. I get that. When you're entering this information, you want to know who has access to it. Where is it going? All of the information that's provided when you enroll as part of this voluntary program with the connector is housed with the state of Minnesota. One of the first pages you'll see when you visit the connector is explaining that the state will hold on to this information. There may be some other entities that have access to it. For example, we partner with Vault Health on our registration, so they'll have access to this information since they'll need it to set up appointments. But we take every privacy concern seriously. We do not sell this data to anyone. It's not used for any other purposes other than making sure you get a vaccine when it's your time.
So far, the take rate seems to be high. Am I reading this right? In the first week, you had almost 30,000 people sign up for Connector?
That's right. And we see the number going up as we get daily updates. And that's really the purpose. We want to make sure that as many people as possible can find a pathway to a vaccine. Everyone that wants one should be able to get one. You know, we're just dealing with the fact that certainly we don't have enough doses to vaccinate everyone that wants one at the same time. But as we get additional doses, we want to make sure that we know who you are so we can make sure you get one.
Yes. Is this tool, the Vaccine Connector, for everyone in the state, for all Minnesotans?
That's right. It's for all Minnesotans, regardless of whether you today have fallen into our eligibility. The purpose is we'll certainly capture people right now who are eligible. And in fact, if you are eligible right now to receive a vaccine and you haven't yet and you register through the Vaccine Connector, for example, if you're a 65 plus person, you'll be automatically entered into the randomized pool of people who are selected to receive a vaccine at one of our three community vaccination sites in Minneapolis, Rochester, and Duluth. If you are not eligible to receive a vaccine right now, that's okay. Still sign up. That way, when it is your turn, this is just one additional pathway to finding a vaccine when it's available.
What about those people who are 65 and older, as you just outlined, who are saying, well, I'm waiting for Health Partners to contact me. I'm waiting for Alina to send me a message. Should they wait or should they go ahead and enroll in Vaccine Connector?
That is a good question, and most definitely do not wait. Go ahead and enroll. Just because you enroll in the Vaccine Connector does not limit your chances to hear from your healthcare provider or from a health system about vaccines that are available at their locations too. In fact, that's a really good point to mention, Freddie, is that another tool we have on our website is a Find My Vaccine Map.
Find My Vaccine Map.
Yes, the Find My Vaccine Map. And that can be found at mn.gov/COVID-19/vaccine/findmyvaccine. And that tool provides a visual map of Minnesota. And there you can enter in your address and it'll pull up a list of vaccine locations near you where you can then directly reach out to them and see if they have appointments available. So this, like, I think about the connector as just another pathway to the vaccine. Yes, if you get notified through the connector, that's great. But there are other pathways. And if you get a vaccine on one of those paths first, that's even better. we just want to make sure that people have as many opportunities as they can to get the vaccine.
So does the connector send you an alert when the vaccine is available in your area, or how does it reach out to you? What's the two-way connection?
That's right. So when you fill out the connector, it will ask for the best way to reach you. So email, phone, landline phone, text message, you will put that information into your profile. When it is time for you to access the vaccine, you'll either hear from local public health, from Vault, who we're contracting through with registrations, or from the state of Minnesota about the fact that you are now eligible to receive a vaccine, and it will outline specific next steps on what to do. So how to register for an appointment and where to go.
Wow. What are people telling you about the vaccine connector so far? I know it's a little early, but what type of feedback are you getting from Minnesotans so far?
Sure. We're getting great feedback in the sense that I think people are looking for ways to personalize a vaccine experience to them. And this provides, you know, just a bit more of a personal connection to be able to get a better mindset, a better idea, and get a have a better mindset on when you may be able to access a vaccine. So I think that's been very important to people. We've certainly gotten a lot of feedback, you know, with some of the concerns that you shared too, Freddie, about some of the data. Where is this data being held? Can we trust that this information is being protected? And again, we don't take that lightly. So we're doing everything we can to be as transparent as possible to make people feel comfortable, because there's no point having this vaccine if people don't trust the process and people don't trust it. And so we really want to make sure that people are as comfortable as process. We're answering all their questions the very best we can. And ultimately, they make the decision that's best for their own health and well-being.
At last check, we saw that about 90% of the vaccine has been administered from the available supply of vaccine in the state of Minnesota. Can you tell us about the supply of vaccine and how that relates to the numbers of people who are getting the shots?
Sure. Like I mentioned, we need more doses. And that's something that's been consistent from the start. We have been very grateful for the increased number of doses that have been coming at the start of from the beginning of the Biden administration, and look forward to additional doses. As Commissioner Malcolm and Governor Walz have shared repeatedly, you know, we have sort of limited windows of time where we hear about the next doses coming ahead of us. So it makes planning ahead sometimes quite a challenge and really a tall task. But we're doing the best to, as soon as we identify how many doses are coming, distribute those doses amongst a whole network of entities and providers, local public health, our healthcare systems, our federally qualified health centers, state-run sites, community pharmacies, a whole host of different networks and entities to make sure that we're getting the vaccine to as many people as possible.
Well, Elizabeth Ebolt, we're out of time, and you've shared some great information with us. She is the state's director for the COVID-19 vaccine response team. I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Freddie. I'm so glad I could be here.
All right, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. I'm Kelly from West Metro Hypnosis, and I help people like you get unstuck and coach you to success. Hypnosis is a safe, quick, effective way to create the results you desire. Change is possible, but it requires you to take action, and now is the perfect time. Call 952-222-3975. Give yourself the health, happiness, and success you deserve. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975. 3975. West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. And with us right now is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. The address is 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, 612-344-2221. There may be other specific numbers we give you throughout the show, but first of all, good morning, Kitty. Welcome back.
Good morning, Freddie. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
And you've got a big blood drive going on. It seems that you're always doing something in the interest of the community. Tell us about the current blood drive underway.
Yes. So we have our first blood drive of 2021 scheduled for Wednesday, March 10th. And it is going to be going from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have lots of slots available for people to stop by and give blood. And so I am just encouraging anybody that's interested to visit www.redcross.org, and you can on the website, it allows you to search for a code, and you can put in MPHA as our sponsor code, and you can schedule to come in and give blood.
Well, the American Red Cross has been a big partner of the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center for quite some time.
Yes, this is an ongoing partnership that we've had for the past couple of years, and one of the things that while we're really pushing the blood drive right now during this critical time of coronavirus is that African-American blood donors are needed to support sickle cell patients during this COVID-19 outbreak. And so sickle cell, the ongoing messaging right now is sickle cell disease doesn't stop for a pandemic. So we need people to continue to schedule their blood donations and continue to give blood to help those who are depending on those vital transfusions.
All right. And also, speaking of coronavirus, you have a big plan, a big rollout to get the residents in your 42 high rises vaccinated over the next 60 days.
Yes, absolutely. So in recent weeks, I had mentioned that MPHA was strategically working on a plan to assist our residents, our most vulnerable adults, with that in the community. And so we are happy to be partnering with the Minnesota Department of Health in order to do that. And so we have a very aggressive timeline over the next 60 days to have all of those who would like to receive a vaccine in our high rises across the Twin Cities to get vaccinated. So we will be sending out information to all of our buildings so that our residents can register to get the vaccine if they want to get more information, if they want to get help completing the documents. This is a joint effort between the Department of Health, Volunteers of America, Minneapolis Public Housing, as well as other community clinics in our neighborhood.
That's quite a few. Everyone, we're talking with Kitty Harris. She's the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. We're talking about vaccines and the goal of getting all the residents of the 42 high-rises vaccinated. How many residents does that represent in the 42 high-rises?
In our 42 high-rises, that's roughly about 5,500 people. And so the vaccine information will be sent out to every person in a household 18 plus. So each individual 18 plus in our high rises will get an opportunity to get information about it. So it's a little bit of a different approach than what we're seeing right now, where 65 plus in other arenas are getting access. And so again, we're just trying to make sure that our residents, our most vulnerable, our seniors get taken care of, but as well as our low-income community.
Can you tell us the partnerships that are working to help roll out this vaccine plan?
Yes. So we are partnering with Minneapolis. So it's Minneapolis Public Housing. It's Volunteers of America. It's Fairview Clinic with some people from the University of Minnesota. And it is the Minnesota Department of Health.
If we need more information about the rollout of the vaccine plan that where you're inoculating 5,500 people in the next 60 days or the blood drive, how can we reach out for more information?
People can give us a call at the center at 612-344-2221, and I'll do my best to answer any questions. And as always, if I don't know the answer, I will route them to the correct person that does.
All right. That's Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. We're talking blood and vaccines, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your doctor or clinic today about the vaccines your child needs and the safety measures they have in place to protect your family during COVID-19. Go to health.mn.us/immunize for more. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and I know that a lot of people in their 50s and 60s listen to New Beginnings, but also I know that there are a lot of 20-year-olds, or maybe you have some 20-year-olds that you're really close to. For people in their early 20s, top financial priorities are getting a vacation, building an emergency fund, and owning a car. That, according to consumer research firm Hearts and Wallets, all three can be a financial landmine, or done right, can help build a solid financial future. Let's look at vacations first. Studies are showing that people who take time off are more likely to land a raise and to avoid career burnout. But a restorative break from work and a chance to enjoy friends and family doesn't have to put you in debt. In pre-COVID days, a survey by Expedia found that 80% of Gen X's considered bucket list destinations an imperative for their vacation. That helps explain why half of Gen Xers in a separate survey by Credit Karma went into debt for a vacation. Your vacation mates are probably in the same financial situation as you. So to the likely relief of everyone, propose a cheaper destination and start a conversation about how much fun you will have because you are all together. Play up the anxiety you'll bypass because you're not accumulating expensive credit card debt, nor are you putting that emergency fund years out of reach. If you're dead set on the glamour destination, then save up for it in advance. Take on an extra gig. Don't book the trip until you have saved at least 90% of what you expect to spend. Let's look at emergency funds. You don't need to be 40 or 50 to understand that life isn't fair, predictable, nor is it cheap. Yet most of us fail to save money for the contingencies. The trick is to make savings mandatory and automatic. Open a separate savings account wherever your paycheck is currently deposited and schedule recurring automatic transfers from your checking into your savings. If you're worried you won't have enough money at the end of the month, that's a signal you need to curb your spending. Rent a little further away from your target neighborhood. Prune some streaming subscriptions. You know, your spending weak spot, gaming, wardrobe. Challenge yourself right now to stop before making that next purchase and to save those dollars for your emergency funds. And let's look at cars. A car is likely your biggest purchase so far, so it's easy to be lured into making costly mistakes. While you may need a car, it's the worst investment. Every day it loses value. Two main goals: buy, don't lease. Buy used, not new. The problem with leasing is that even though the monthly payments today look so enticing, you never stop making monthly payments if you become a serial leaser. It's a choice that can cost you $100,000 in foregone savings over the coming decades. And don't be the new car chump. The average new car loan payments eats up more than $560 a month compared to $397 a month for the average used car loan, that according to Experian Automotive. That's $160 a month toward a vacation or an emergency savings fund. And you will likely be able to finance the used car with a shorter term, too. That means you will have no car payment at all much sooner. If you have your heart set on new, you still might start with a used car right now. There is a major shakeup going on in the auto industry that is expected to bring the sticker prices of electric cars in line with the sticker price for conventional cars as early as 2023. When that happens, buying electric will definitely be the way to go. Much of this research is coming from Rate.com, their research and news team. And I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
The You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your child's doctor about staying on track with recommended vaccines during this COVID-19 pandemic.
This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with you, of course, and now with us is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp, and she's here to lead us in a mindful reset. If you'd like to reach out to her, directly, you can find her at westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. It's time for a mindful reset.
Yes, it is, Freddie. So happy Saturday, everybody. And just join with me in a collective breath together. Sometimes we feel like we don't have enough time to settle in and settle down. 4 minutes is actually all the time you need. You don't even need 4 minutes. Really only need a moment. When you use that moment very creatively, very consciously, you can have a mind shift. You can come out of the stress and settle into a more productive way of being. So use this time to your benefit now and just breathe. It only takes a moment. Follow that breath in through your nose and down into your body and let it relax your shoulders down. You can do this with eyes open or eyes closed, whichever is safe for you to do right now. You can feel that exhalation expel stress, tightness, tension. It's amazing when you do this deliberately, how much is expelled from the body, done with intention. As your body fills up on that next inhale, you can just let it wash over you as a wave washes away the sand on a beach. You can just let that breath come and go, giving yourself the freedom of space, of nothingness, giving yourself the freedom to pay attention to the emptiness, to give yourself permission to be okay with doing nothing, to breathe. And as you pay attention to this, feeling the benefits of it now, feeling not only the benefits, but contemplating how this has the potential to really support you in creating a beingness, a more beneficial state of mind that allows you to be more loving, more productive, more present, and showing up in all the ways that you know you're capable of showing up. So just enjoy that last deep intentional breath. And I wish you a very good day. Thanks for being here.
And thanks for being present. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And this is New Beginnings.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. I'm Kelly from West Metro Hypnosis, and I help people like you get unstuck and coach you to success. Hypnosis is a safe, quick, effective way to create the results you desire. Change is possible, but it requires you to take action. And now is the perfect time. Call 952-222-3975. Give yourself the health, happiness, and success you deserve. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
The high watch, the place of great, all-inclusive perspective, a world view that sees the good possibility for humanity, for nations everywhere, to be lifted up by their view. What's important and most essential? Have we not struggled with that in recent days in our own country? A call, a reminder. What are we as a people? Well, when you heard or saw my title for today, if you did, Holding the High Watch, you might have been intrigued, or perhaps you might have thought, ho-hum, that sounds boring. A talk on some abstract ideal or old-fashioned spiritual practice, I don't see how that relates to my daily life. Years ago, a student of Rudolf Steiner that I often quote, a student said, after Dr. Steiner finished an amazing lecture, Dr. Steiner, just teach us what we need to know to get along in our daily lives. Why do you talk about such high ideals, such great imaginations? Dr. Steiner simply responded, because it is in reaching and grasping these high thoughts and ideals that we awaken, our perspective opens up. So I ask you, don't leave the sanctuary, don't tune out online. We're going to get somewhere today, helping each other. I hope to present this idea of a high watch or elevated perspective on your daily life that is built by you. Not me. Not anyone else. It can't be learned from a book, an inspiring workshop, or even shown to you by a famous leader or perhaps a powerful hero or heroine. You build your own ladder to that high place, that high view, by whatever is essential to you. Let me ask you, what do you believe in without a doubt? What truth do you know with absolute certainty? What is your rock of faith when everything seems like utter confusion in the world? What is your safe harbor in a terrifying storm? What is over your rainbow? As the songwriter E.Y. Harburg described it, when all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. This is not just a pretty introduction to somewhere over the rainbow. Mystics have used these similar expressions, behind the sun, to characterize the spiritual power behind the physical manifestation. In this case, of sunlight. What power causes our sun to exist? There's something behind it. And the line, just a step beyond the rain, is a metaphysical description of the result that is just beyond the cleansing or purification symbolized by the rain or water. If you will just go through the healing process, the transforming process, represented by that cleansing rain, just beyond that, will be your new discovery, your transformation, your new high vision. Are you beginning to form a picture of a power that will always be your guide? Not mine, your guide. Well, let me give an example from our founders of Unity, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. What was an enlightenment? A light bulb going off in their minds became their guiding light through many decades that built our Unity movement. Without their commitment to that light, Unity would not have come into existence as a worldwide spiritual movement, or at least not come into existence as we've experienced it. Myrtle was the first to experience an inner revelation. Years later, she wrote, "I must have been fully ready for the initial lesson, for it filled and satisfied all the empty, hungry longings of my soul and heart. Human language cannot express the vastness of the possibilities I saw. My possibilities." She described her guiding light when she realized her potential for health and wholeness. She said, "I am a child of God. Therefore, I do not inherit sickness." She knew without a doubt that she had within her, as God's gift, a spiritual potential for radiant health and further development of her soul capacities. She said this potential took years to physically manifest in her life, but she had confidence that it would unfold in the right way at the right time, as she did her work. Her husband, Charles, took a little longer to catch the light of truth. He described his awakening this way. He was in the midst of studying various religions all over the world, trying to learn of spiritual traditions. Perhaps some of you have been on that path, learning all of these different ancient wisdom traditions. And he saw so many different ideas. One day he burst out and said, "In all this babble, I will go to headquarters. If this God they all talk about is spirit, and I am a living spirit, then somehow we can communicate." He grasped this idea that the Creator and the created had a connection. They could communicate. He could learn in greater understanding the wisdom of God for this world.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.